Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Police: surveillance video captures much of fatal shooting. Video surveillance obtained by the Odessa Police Department shows two murder suspects dragging the 65-year-old victim into his house moments after one of them shot at him multiple times. According to an Odessa Police Department report, officers received a shots fired call from the 1800 block of Newcomb on Friday, and when they arrived, they saw bloody drag marks leading to a house. The officers heard yelling inside the house, detained two people, and found James Francis Johnson dead of a gunshot wound to the neck, the report stated. One of the detainees, Braden Scott Raup, 18, told the officers without prompting, "I shot him," and after being advised of his rights at the police station, he told investigators he shot Johnson with a rifle in an argument over their living arrangements. Video surveillance showed Raup and a 16-year-old girl running out of the house toward Johnson and Raup shooting four times at Johnson, the report stated. It then shows Raup going back into the house as the girl goes off camera to where Johnson's body is. According to the report, while off camera, another gunshot can be heard and the girl comes back into camera view and runs into the house. The pair are then seen dragging Johnson's body into the house. Raup was booked into the Ector County Jail on suspicion of murder and tampering with a human corpse. The girl, too, was arrested on suspicion of murder. Raup remains in custody on surety bonds totaling $225,000. The girl appeared before a judge Monday and was ordered held in the juvenile detention center. MISD 3rd through 8th STAR results released. The Texas Education Agency released the Spring 2024 State of Texas Assessment of Academic Readiness, STAR, 3rd through 8th results on Friday, June 14th. These results are a key indicator of student performance in the areas of math, reading, science, and social studies. The percentage of MISD students meeting grade level standards in reading increased in grades 4th through 7th with a 6% increase in 4th grade, according to Spring 2024 preliminary reports released by TEA. MISD also saw gains in 5th and 6th grade math with a 6% point increase in 5th grade math. The district's board goals are based on the MEETS standards set by the state. The focus for improving on the MEETS level is set at a higher standard than simply passing. It is important to note that students' performance at individual schools within districts and across the state is categorized by the TEA as not meeting grade level, approaching grade level, meeting grade level, and mastering grade level. Scores approaching grade level and higher are considered passing by the state agency, providing a clear benchmark for our progress. MISD students performed at or above the state in 4th grade through 6th grade math at the MEETS level. Performing at the state level indicates the district is headed in the right direction to improve student outcomes. We are proud of the gains we saw in reading and math and acknowledge multiple areas of opportunity to improve, MISD Superintendent Stephanie Howard said in a news release. Our goal is to achieve state level averages or above, and we are collectively working as a team to address the areas that are not yet at that level. I want to commend our teachers and students for their hard work over the year to bring us to this point and look forward to seeing more improvements in the coming year. During the 2023-24 school year, the district implemented a consistent district-wide reading language arts curriculum in grades K through 8. This new approach included phonics as the foundation to teaching kindergarten, first grade, and second grade students to read. end-of-year results show that kindergarten students reading at grade level increased from 59% last year to 64% this year. First graders also saw a rise from 57% to 64%, marking a 7% improvement. Overall, students from kindergarten through second grade improved from 56% to 60% in on-grade level reading. The district is excited to use this momentum moving into next school year and build upon the gains realized this year. Additionally, MISD recognizes that consistency is critical to the success of students across the district and looks forward to utilizing a consistent math curriculum next year. The school improvement team, led by Aaron Bueno, is driving the work to improve student outcome through tight data processes and working closely with the teaching and learning and leadership teams. Receiving this data is key in our efforts to pinpoint areas for improvement, Bueno said. Our strategies to improve include conducting a root cause analysis on the district and campus levels, executing strategic action plans, and collaborating with appropriate staff to ensure student success. Priorities for improvement include 7th through 8th grade math, 5th and 8th grade science, and 8th grade social studies, with a focus on enhancing curriculum rigor, providing targeted teacher professional development, implementing comprehensive student support programs, fostering parental involvement, and employing data-driven instructional strategies to ensure all students achieve proficiency and confidence in mathematics. Combining the recently released EOC data with the release of the 3rd through 8th data shows at the MEETS level, the district maintained or improved from last year's EOC in four areas of five areas: English 1 and 2, Biology, and Algebra 1. The district maintained or improved from last year's 3rd through 8th star in 8 out of 12 areas: Reading Language Arts in grade levels 3rd through 7th, and in Math, grade levels 3rd, 5th, and 6th grade.
Hello, I'm Jesse. I'm reading from the Odessa American for Monday, June 17th. Faces of UTPB. MC and UTPB Engineering Co-Enrollment Program. The story was written by guest contributor Alexandra Messia, special from UTPB. Junior colleges are an essential part of our community and help connect students to UT Permian Basin, where they can finish a four-year degree. There are several programs at the university that aim to make the transition from a junior college to UTPB seamless, and one of them is our MC and UTPB Engineering Co-Enrollment Program. This 1 to 2 year program kick-started in 2019 when UTPB's president, Dr. Sandra Woodley, and Midland College's former president, Dr. Steve Thomas, got together and signed the Memorandum of Understanding. The agreement's purpose is to offer students cost-effective opportunities to simultaneously co-enroll at Midland College and UTPB and to take classes at both institutions. Students are able to receive funding from both institutions while in the program. The program increases engineering education options and opportunities for Midland College students and increases matriculation rates at UTPB's engineering program. It also fulfills the goals of both institutions to eliminate transfer barriers, offer consistent transition experiences to MC students, and promote timely completion of baccalaureate engineering degrees. UTPB is committed to pursuing high-quality educational opportunities to enhance our region, and this partnership with Midland College allows us to do so. Engineering students at Midland College who are interested in joining this program can visit our MC2UTPB engineering site to learn more and fill out an interest form. IDEA Executive Director going to National Post. After 6 years of being Executive Director of the Permian Basin for IDEA Public Schools, and one of the driving forces behind getting IDEA schools established in the area, Bethany Solis is moving up to become IDEA's Vice President of College Completion. Solis will be leading the national team involved in everything that happens once seniors graduate and head to college. Quote, "Our goal is to support them through completion of their degree," Solis said in a phone interview. Having finished out her tenure in the Permian Basin, where IDEA Yukon in Odessa and IDEA Travis in Midland were established, Solis has now moved to the Rio Grande Valley, where IDEA began. She's been with IDEA since 2005, except for a couple of years consulting for early college high schools. Quote, "Upon college graduation, I really wanted to teach, so I moved to the Rio Grande Valley. I was part of Teach for America, which is an organization that recruits college grads to go teach in particularly underserved communities. I taught for 2 years in Mercedes ISD, which is right in the middle of the Rio Grande Valley. This was just a couple of years after IDEA had begun. It was just one school in Donna, Texas. I heard that there was a school that was working to prepare all kids for college success. That was an incredibly novel idea in education back then in the early 2000s, and it really inspired me as an elementary school teacher to think that I could contribute to a really big transformational goal like my second graders one day going to college and completing college. I love the idea of being a part of that where everybody K through 12 was rowing in the same direction," Solis said. At first, Solis had no desire to become an administrator. Quote, "When, as a teacher, you start to realize there's so much you can do in 1 year, and yet there's so much you can't do in just 1 year, but when you have a really fantastic principal, then your 1 year contributes to a much larger year-after-year transformation. I realized if I was really serious about making sure that every child that walked through our school doors had an excellent education that would put them on the path to college, no matter their background, then I knew that you had to have really good principals that make that happen year after year," Solis said. She became the founding elementary principal of IDEA Mission, and after 2 years consulting and coaching with Educate Texas, returned to IDEA in 2012 to design and launch their Principals in Residence program. As Vice President of Leader Development, Solis said the training and development of over 100 aspiring and new principals, as well as other organization-wide leader development programs, the IDEA website said. What drew her to the basin initially was seeing community leaders who saw the need for dramatic change in the education options in the community and who were willing to roll up their sleeves and give of their time, talent, and resources to make that happen, Solis said. In 5 or 6 years, the number of IDEA alumni is going to grow exponentially. Quote, "Our schools scale, so at UConn we started with just K through 2 and then 6. Every year we're adding more grade levels. Now lots of those schools are going to be hitting their senior year of expansion, and so every year we're going to have hundreds and some years thousands more graduate and head to college. It's really kind of a next-level era for us in terms of alumni support," Solis said. "Right now, IDEA generally sees about 50% of our alumni complete college in 4 to 6 years. That's pretty remarkable because it's about 5 times the average for Hispanic students, which the vast majority of her students are. However, if you grow up in the richest communities in America, you're completing college at rates that are more like 60 and 70%. Our goal is by 2030 is to increase our college completion rate from 50% to 70%. That's going to take doing things differently to get a really different outcome, Solis added. How that gets done is her job to figure out, she said. The Permian Basin campuses in Odessa and Midland are going in the right direction. Quote, it's been a really hard 4 years. Even though I've been in the position for 6 years, we've had schools in operation for 4 years. It's been a really challenging landscape between COVID and the challenges during COVID, the attendance challenges post-COVID, school finance. Schools are severely underfunded in the state of Texas, and we're not alone in that. That's all public schools throughout the community having to make budget cuts and get really creative with the limited resources we have, so it has been a really difficult 4 years. But I'm really excited about where we're headed. I think IDEA UConn, especially at the middle school level, has performed really well. IDEA Travis made some huge gains their first year. We're waiting for results for this year, so I don't know exactly how things are looking, but we have just 3 years to go until we graduate our first senior class at IDEA Travis, and then in 4 years, our first senior class at IDEA UConn, Solis said. She added that IDEA does its best work in those final years of high school when students start getting accepted and matriculating into college. Solis said they are proud of their college, career, and military readiness, or CCMR, numbers. Quote, we are recently notified that of larger districts with 60% or more economically disadvantaged students, we have the highest CCMR results in the state of Texas. That just speaks to what IDEA is capable of and what our schools in the Permian Basin are year by year pushing toward, she said. Solis said IDEA has an amazing team. Quote, the fact that we are already consistently around 50% college completion for each of our graduating classes, it speaks to their incredible performance. Just for comparison, if you grow up in the bottom income quartile of the United States of America, you're statistically completing college at anywhere from a 10 to 20% rate. For our students, the vast majority of whom are economically disadvantaged, to be completing at 50% rate year after year is incredible. They're a very high-performing team, and I'm really excited to lead that, she added. Sometimes people ask her why there is so much emphasis on a 4-year college degree at IDEA. Quote, I think it's important to note that not only does the attainment of a college degree dramatically increase your average lifetime earning potential by about $1.5 million, but there's just really remarkable individual and social benefits that accompany college degrees. Incarceration rates drop tremendously. Your likelihood of being in poverty or unemployed decreases, Solis said. It also doubles or event triples the likelihood that you'll vote, volunteer, and be engaged civically. Quote, these are things that we believe every individual, every family, every community could have equal access to, and unfortunately, right now, it is much easier to obtain those benefits if you come from a wealthy family, and it is statistically very difficult to achieve a college degree if you come from one of the poorest families or communities, Solis said. We exist because we firmly believe that access to college and all the benefits that come with it should be very equal, no matter what side of the tracks you grew up on, and no matter what your zip code is, no matter how much your family makes. I think it's really important to emphasize that this is why IDEA exists, so that every child, every family, has equal opportunity to pursue that path, she added. The Permian Strategic Partnership was one of the original funders that helped the IDEA campuses in Odessa and Midland get started. PSP President and CEO Tracy Bentley called Solis a tremendous leader in education for our region. Quote, her dedication and commitment to ensuring educational excellence in the Permian Basin through opening several IDEA schools has left an indelible mark on our community. We are incredibly grateful for her leadership and the lasting legacy she leaves behind as she moves on to her new role with the National IDEA Organization, Bentley said. Solis has a double major in American Studies and Spanish from Brigham Young University and a master's in Education Administration from Sam Houston State University. She and her husband Sergio have three children. He supervises and teaches high school and college religious education. On her last day in the Permian job, Solis said she was looking forward to her next step, although it was bittersweet. Quote, I loved my time in the Permian, but my husband was a stay-at-home dad during my time there and my number one cheerleader and supporter. Now it's my turn for the next little while to support him. He got his dream job here in the Rio Grande Valley, and so that's part of the reason that we're moving. I'm really proud to support him in his career the same way he has supported me. End quote.
Arrest made in May shooting. An Odessa man was arrested last Sunday night in connection with a May shooting. According to an Odessa Police Department report, officers received a shots fired call around 2:30 a.m. May 13th in the 2700 block of Keystone. When they arrived, they saw a black Chevrolet Silverado leaving at a high rate of speed with its hazard lights on, and they followed it to Medical Center Hospital. Officers learned at the hospital that a man had been shot in the chest and right hip, the report stated. Officers were able to obtain a video showing a group of people arguing in the middle of Chestnut and a fight breaking out, the report stated. They also saw someone run into a house, come back, and fire a gun. Officers were able to identify everyone in the street, including two men who lived in the house where the shooter went to get the gun, the report stated. Damian Escobedo was arrested on suspicion of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, a second-degree felony. He was released from Ector County Jail Monday after posting a $25,000 surety bond. Pet of the Week, Catalina. Catalina, an 8-week-old female kitten, gray and white, needs to be adopted into a good home. To adopt Catalina or any of the other pets at the Humane Society of Odessa, stop by 2230 West Sycamore or call 432-257-4311. You can also visit the odessahumanesociety.org website. The Humane Society of Odessa is a no-kill pet adoption shelter, and all their pets require spay-neuter contracts along with an adoption application. Adoption fees for pets start at $75. To help support the Humane Society of Odessa, donations are welcomed and will go towards kennels, cat house, and adoption center. Obituaries and death notices. Soyla M. Viola Jacobo. Soyla Viola M. Jacobo went home to our Heavenly Father on June 11, 2024. She was 91 years young. Viola was preceded in death by her husband Anselmo, her parents Felipa Desiderio Molina, her baby Jose Molina, her 10 siblings, and several nieces and nephews. She is survived by her children Anselmo, Julie Hernandez, Mona Rivera, and Viola Azani. She also has 5 grandchildren and 6 great-grandchildren. Viola was born on May 16, 1933, in DeWitt County. A visitation for Viola will be held Tuesday, June 18, 2024, from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Hubbard Kelly Funeral Home, 601 North Allegheny Avenue, Odessa, Texas. A rosary will occur Tuesday, June 18, 2024, at 7 p.m., 601 North Allegheny Avenue. A funeral mass will occur Wednesday, June 19, 2024, at 10 a.m. at St. Mary's Catholic Church, 612 East 18th Street in Odessa. A committal service will occur Wednesday, June 19, 2024, at 11 a.m. at Ector County Cemetery, 300 South Dixie Boulevard, Odessa, Texas. Dan Clayton Sewell. Dan Clayton Sewell, age 63, passed away peacefully on June 8, 2024. Dan was born to L.T. Rip and Ellen Ray Sewell on January 18, 1961, in Brownfield, Texas. Dan is survived by his wife, Martha Sewell, his daughter, Kelly Ray Sewell, and son, Kyle. He also has 1 grandchildren. Dan is survived by his brother David, his sisters Karen, Kathy, and his uncle Doc. He is preceded in death by his father L.T. Rip Sewell, mother Ellen Ray Sewell, and cousin D. Sewell. There are no services noted. Bobby Dwayne Fambro Jr. Bobby Dwayne Fambro Jr., 60, of Odessa, died Tuesday, June 11, 2024. A celebration of life was held on June 16 at Sunset Memorial Funeral Home. Anita Louise Benson Jones. Anita Louise Benson Jones, 79, of Whitney, Texas, died Monday, June 10, 2024, in Whitney. Funeral services were held on June 17th at Sunset Memorial Funeral Home. Peter Ski Morales IV. Peter Ski Morales IV, 42, of Odessa, died Sunday, June 9th, 2024, in Odessa. Mass will be celebrated at 2 p.m. Tuesday, June 18th, 2024, at St. Joseph Catholic Church. Visitation will be held Monday, June 17, 2024, from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. at Odessa Funeral Home. Burial will follow at Ector County Cemetery, and arrangements are by Odessa Funeral Home of Odessa. Mary Ellen Hughes Oman. Mary Helen Hughes Oman, 83, of Odessa, died Monday, June 10, 2024. No services have been scheduled. Arrangements are by Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.